Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Oh, it's a sport that is filled with unsung heroes. And this particular segment, one of my favorite new segments we launched earlier this year. My thanks to Claiborne for making it possible. Unsung heroes. And I welcome in a true unsung hero in our sport this morning. That is Leslie Janica, who is the coordinator of KEMI, the Kentucky Equine Management Internship Program. Leslie, first of all, good morning and congratulations on being named this week's unsung hero.
Well, good morning yourself, and I am really honored and flattered that you would consider me to be an unsung hero.
I think so. You know, I mean, you think about what this segment is all about and what unsung hero really represents. It's people like yourself in our sport who do yeoman's work and do things that really do benefit the industry, but you know, you're not in the limelight every single day. You're not seeing your name in the headlines on Bloodhorse and TDN every single day. You do it because of the passion you have for the students that you welcome to KEMI, and you do it because of the fact that you love this industry. And on behalf of the industry, I can't thank you enough. I think you do wonderful work.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me more about KEMI, first of all, and then we'll talk a little bit more about you and how you became involved.
Well, the KEMI program was started, where this is our 22nd year of giving internships. And it was started by a group that came out of the Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club. There's always been an ongoing conversation about how do we attract new people to the sport and how do we get young people interested. And so, you know, 20 or so years ago, same conversation, right? So they started the program sort of, based on the Irish National Stud Program in Ireland in a sense. We're different than they are, but in a similar sense that we would invite young people from around the world here to Central Kentucky and with the support of all the farms in the area, be able to provide at least a 6-month or a 1-year experience so that we could get some people that we knew loved horses, but then in turn take that love of horses and the passion for the horses and teach them about thoroughbred racing and how our industry works in the hopes that they would find long-term careers and jobs within the industry. So we've been doing this for, I've been here for 20 years now, so that's kind of the premises or the basis that we're trying to find young people who love horses and kind of bring that love of horses into an appreciation and a education about racing and the industry.
And it's worked. It's been extremely successful. Tell me about some of the success stories and some of the things that you're so proud of with your time at KEMI.
You know, people ask me a lot of times, you know, who is the most successful student that has come out of the program? And I always have to say, well, how do you define success? Because it can be a lot of things. You know, it's labeled as a management internship, but I think students, sometimes they come in and they think they want to be a farm manager, but then they see something else that sparks their interest. So we've had 1,000 interns that have come through the program, and right now we're at about a 95 to 98% retention rate within the industry. So most of them get a job right after the internship, but they do a little bit of everything. We certainly have some that are in management positions at farms, everything from entry-level managers up to general managers. We have many, probably 20 to 25% that go on to veterinary school and are veterinarians that are working, you know, either at the clinics or at the farms or at the racetrack. We've got ones that are trainers now. We've got some that have are jockeys. We have one that is in charge of the stewards at the British Racing Association.
Wow.
So they just do a lot of different things. It's hard to say that there's one that's the most successful. I'm just happy that they, you know, appreciate the sport and they learn about the sport and that they are interested in staying within it and finding their careers here.
I know you do a lot of traveling. I don't know how much traveling you've done over the last year or so. Probably not as much, certainly, as you would normally. But when you get a chance to talk to potential students about KIMI and the program, what are some of the things that you make sure you let them know when you talk to them before they start enrolling?
Well, you're right about not being able to travel much last year. But to give you an example, I guess in 2019, I actually visited about 80 college campuses, which
wow.
is a lot. But I love it. That's a great part of my job, being able to go out and tell people around the world about how great this sport is. But I don't talk necessarily. I try to connect with them on the level that I think brought all of us to the sport, and that's the love of the horse. So you go into a college classroom or, you know, equestrian team meeting or rodeo club meeting or just a general ag class or careers class, and you kind of hit on that whole idea of the love of the horse and the beauty of the horse and how much we were all attracted to that first sight or smell or touch or feel or whatever. And then I kind of explained to them about, you know, the different jobs, because as more and more young people are not coming off of farms and they're getting sort of a little farther removed from agriculture or that sort of thing, you have to kind of reconnect back with them and you tell them about that. And then you say, you know, you might have never thought you could have a job or a career working with horses, but there's lots of different avenues into taking that love and transitioning into something that can be a lifelong opportunity. And so we talk about, you know, the breeding side, which most people can really connect with, and then, you know, talk a little bit about the sales and marketing. And at the end of that, I say, look, if this is something that interests you, here's a way to get the foot in the door. Come and do our internship, because we'll put you on some of the best farms. You'll be around these fantastic animals, and then you'll kind of be able to explore and see different avenues and different jobs and different careers out there, and you'll find the place that suits you, and you'll make it.
What's the most rewarding part of the job for you, Leslie?
Everything. getting to travel definitely is a perk, but I think for me, and I've told my board members this a lot of times, even if a student decides not to come to do the internship, or once they do the internship, they decide it's not for them, I think the best part for me is the ability to go out and talk to people about racing and to talk about thoroughbreds and to show them that we love our horses and we do the best that we can and we're trying always to do a better job. And so, you know, there's a lot of, I hate to say, negative publicity about racing, but if you can get out there and talk to people and show them that you care and other people care, I think it goes a long way to putting a, you know, a good kind of perspective on the industry and a good, you know, voice to it. And so, like I said, even if they decide not to come, they've learned something about our sport and they've learned a little bit more that they can share and pass on. And then the students that come into our program and they see how the farms operate and how we care about nutrition and we care about their health and we care about, you know, injuries and lameless and all that, and we're trying to do better, then they can go and project that onto their own friends or their own family, and that kind of spreads the word like a little spider web. You know, it goes out and out and out, and it just helps people understand the sport and realize that we're all in this for the good of the horse, which is why we all came into it anyway.
Visiting with this week's unsung hero, who is Leslie Janica, the coordinator of the KIMI program here in Kentucky, Kentucky Equine Management Internship. You can go to KIMI, KEMI.org, to learn more about the program. Leslie, let me talk about you for a minute. Where did the love of horses and horse racing begin for Leslie Janica?
I don't know. Honest truth. my grandparents were all immigrants to this country, and my parents were first generation Americans, and we definitely didn't grow up in a wealthy environment. Didn't grow up with agriculture. Didn't grow up with horses or anything. But I was always fascinated by them. And my mom says that horse is my first word, and I don't know if that's true or not, but I was obsessed with horses as a child. And, you know, when you're in school and you get those little book clubs, I bought every horse book and I read everything I could. But I do remember as a child, my grandfather was a big sports fanatic. He was always watching some kind of sports, and I know that I watched the Derby with him and horse racing in general. You know, in the late 60s, early 70s, there was a lot more horse racing on TV. So I can remember watching horse racing and just being fascinated by it. But I was not able to have a horse because, you know, we just couldn't afford one. But I went to college at Texas A&M University, started out as a biology major, but realized there were horses on campus. And so I switched to animal science and got myself an entry-level job at the horse barn, you know, cleaning stalls, grooming horses, the same thing, and just kind of always kept that interest in horses. And I was extremely, extremely fortunate during my time in Texas to meet Mickey and Marshall Robinson. Mm-hmm. I had gone with some friends to the Texas Thoroughbred Breeders' Sale on a whim, and I met them. Some of you may know them. They bred Groovy, who was champion sprinter in 1987, and somehow I convinced them that I needed to come work for them. And so when I finished my degree, I went to work at their farm, and I stayed working with them for probably 5 years, and that was probably just... It was the most amazing experience because I met a lot of people in the industry, and I really, you know, I always tell people when they ask me, who's your favorite horse? And I'm always going to say Groovy, because I think that that was the trigger, because without Groovy, obviously the Robinsons wouldn't have been so successful, and I would have never met them. And that was my foot in the door, working for them.
Yeah, it's incredible. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, just the fact that you start out as a biology major and then switch over to animal science, and, you know, and then one thing leads to another, and here we are, you know, talking about this relationship that you have today. And now you're giving back. You're going out and you're talking to students, and you're giving back to them. You've been in their shoes before, which I think is a massive selling point for you. When you go out and talk to people about the KEME program, you know where they are in their development and in their thought processes, and that has to be huge too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would have been the ideal student if this program would have been available to me when I was a college student. I would have been the first one to sign up, for sure. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about it. You know, there's some people that think you have to be born into this industry to be successful, or you have to, you know, grow up on a farm, and I'm living proof you don't, you know. And that's what I try to tell people. It's, you know, there's so many opportunities in this industry, so many things somebody can do. But I think the heart of it is being on a farm and learning how a farm operates. I mean, how can you sell feed to someone as a rep of a feed company if you haven't been on a farm and seen how they feed horses? You know, how can you be a great vet if you haven't been around a farm and seen how we take care of horses? You know, so I think that's kind of the baseline, and getting that early education, especially if you didn't grow up on a farm or a ranch or something like that. But you can come from anywhere and be successful. But it all comes back to, you have to love the horses, have to want to do what's right up for the horse.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things about what you do with KEME, is you try to expose the students to as many different aspects of the industry as you possibly can. I mean, heck, you even invite me in from time to time to bore them for about a half an hour when I tell them my story. So, you know, there are a lot of different aspects that you try to touch on with your students, and you leave no stone unturned.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that we do. So the internship is involved with the students live and work on the farm, so they, you know, do the grunt work, they're cleaning the stalls, they're grooming the horses, they're feeding the horses. But at least once or sometimes twice a week, we bring people from the industry to tell them their story. And we talk about, you know, nutrition and exercise physiology, and we talk about, you know, health. And we bring people from all facets of the industry in, because you never know what's going to click. And you never know, you know, what might work or what area of the industry they might be really successful in. You know, a lot of them come to us, they want to be farm managers, they want to be veterinarians, and then they see something else, and it's like, well, that's really what I'd like to do. But you never know unless you come and you try and you see and you explore and like I said, find out what works.
Leslie, what are you probably most proud of when you think back on everything that you've been able to accomplish and everything you've been able to do with the students through the KEME program? What do you think you're maybe the one or two things you're most proud of?
That's hard to say. I think a lot of times when a student will come back to me who are successful now in their career, and they'll say, you know, I never would have been here. I never would have had this job had it not been for Kimi. You know, I would have been doing something totally different. But because you came and you talked to my class, I decided to try, and here I am, and now I'm doing X, whatever that is. I think that's, you know, I don't have any kids myself. I think all my interns are my kids. And I really care about them, and I want them to be successful. And when I see that they are doing something that they enjoy and being able to make a living at it and being successful, that's my proud mama moment.
Yeah, Leslie Janica, she has done yeoman's work as the coordinator of the Kimi program. Leslie, listen, you are very much a deserved unsung hero. You epitomize what this segment is all about, and really appreciate you taking time to join me this morning. Congratulations again, and keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Leslie Janica, this week's unsung hero, presented by Claiborne. I'm back in 30 seconds right after this word from Claiborne.
Catholic boy, one of only three American three-year-old colts in history to win grade ones on both dirt and turf, including the immortal Secretariat. A six-time graded stakes winner from ages 2 to 4, he was the fastest three-year-old of his crop over 10 furlongs. In foal to Catholic Boy, the Dam of Swiss Skydiver sold for $950,000. Dual surface grade one winner Catholic Boy, standing at Claiborne Farm.
Well, it is such a privilege every single time I host those Unsung Hero segments to bring you those types of stories. Our sport absolutely filled with unsung heroes like Leslie. If you do know somebody that you feel should be recognized as an unsung hero in our sport, so many of you have already done this, nominate them today by emailing their story directly to me, mike@horseracingradio.net, and I will do my best to recognize them during these Unsung Hero segments in the weeks and the months ahead.